"Your animals." That was the first thing Albertina Contreras says she heard after she set foot on American soil shortly before she was shackled and her daughter taken away to a detention facility for kids. They were headed for Murfreesboro, but only Contreras made it. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli has the story of one of the first cases of family separation identified in Tennessee.
Albertina Contreras tried to go to the port of entry and ask for asylum, but was told they were not taking any more refugees. So she went around it and was swiftly caught by a group of Border Patrol agents, along with her 11-year-old daughter, Jacqueline, as they attempted to cross into the U.S. from Mexico.
They said, "Don't you understand? You're animals. Don't you watch the news? We don't want to see more immigrants here." The kids cried and screamed.
It was ironic, says Contreras, because that's the kind of name her ex-boyfriend in Guatemala would call her, as he regularly beat her in front of her three children. She called the police several times, but they did nothing. It was why she decided to begin the dangerous trek to the U.S. early in May. She left her two young boys with her sister. Her daughter, though, could not wait.
If I left her, I took the risk that she'd be a victim like I was in the past, of violence, of rape, or even worse things.
That night at the border was the last time Contreras saw her daughter. They were detained and housed in separate facilities in Texas. For weeks, Contreras didn't know where Jacqueline was. Last month, she was fitted with an ankle bracelet and released. Contreras came to Middle Tennessee where her family awaited. She came alone. The facility where Jacqueline is being held has refused to release her unless everyone Contreras is staying with submits fingerprints to the government. Her lawyer, Marley Deck, says that process should only apply to unaccompanied minors, not children separated from parents.
They would have to go through this lengthy process to verify that it is a fit guardian, that it's a safe home, all of these factors that would only make sense if the child was going to someone other than their parent.
On Tuesday afternoon, a San Diego judge agreed. He ordered officials to stop requiring fingerprints for cases like Contreras's.
It doesn't mean that the places that are holding these minors are necessarily going to be more compliant with us. It just means that they are legally obligated to be.
For now, Contreras talks to her daughter on the phone on Tuesdays when her case manager lets her call. Contreras hopes that soon they'll be able to do that in person. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.